Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiurim on the topic of the Mesota. And we saw B'siyata Dishmaya Niflos Mitaras Hashem in the previous shiurim. And now, based on the Yesodos that we lay down, we'd like to read out the Psukim and understand them now beautifully. Kazachor, as we remember, we saw that there are two aspects to these waters. One is the Marim aspect, and one is the Ma'arim aspect. One is the bitter aspect, and one is the curse. And we said that the bitter and the curse go on the woman, and the curse part goes on the man. As we explained by Arichus B'siyata Dishmaya. And now we will get to the Psukim. In Pasuk Yates, it says, Vishbi osah kohen, v'amar ala isha, im lo shachav ish osach, v'im lo satis, tumah tachas ishech, hinakim imei amarim hama'arim e'ela. The kohen shall adjure her, and say to the woman, if a man has not lain with you, and you have not strayed and defiled with someone other than your husband, then you shall be innocent of these bitter waters that can cause curse. So here in this pasuk, what does she need to be cleansed from, or innocent from? These bitter waters that cause a curse. So therefore it uses both lashonos, mimei hamarim, hama'arim ha'ele. So it was said in this Seder Dafka, because first Bipeula comes the Marim, as we said. As far as the Ma'arim, the curse goes, first the Yerech gets it, the thigh, because that's where she sinned, and then the stomach. But Befoal, in practice, the water first is going to hit the stomach, because that's the Seder. That's the order, that's the direction which the water goes, first the stomach and then the thigh. That's in practice, and we said a nafkamino, two nafkaminas, that the actual klala first goes on the thigh, but in practice it first reaches her stomach. So here it says first the stomach and then the thigh, because bepeula first comes the stomach, then comes the thigh, so to pasuk et ches. So therefore, for it says marim and then ma'arim, uvi yadeha, and then it says pasuk yitches uvi yadeha kohen you me hamarim hame'arim, and in the hands of the kohen will be these bitter waters and cursed, and that cause a curse, because, as we explained, they are already bitter now. And the curse is only going to come later. The bitterness is already now, as we said, that the Kohen makes the water bitter. So first it says bitter, and then the curse, because that's the Seder. Right now it's cursed, and the bitterness is going to come later, when she blows up. And in this it says in Pasuk Chaf Beis Ubal Mayim Amarim Eile B'Me'ayich Let's V'mi'ayich latzbos beten v'lanpil yarech. And then these cursed waters will come in your stomach to make the stomach swell and to make the thigh fall. So here we just have mayim hama'arim ha'ele. And then it says first the stomach and then the thigh. In Sota Yichavches Amar Aleph, this is a machlokas tanaim. Is this pasuk talking about the husband's stomach and thigh, or the wife's, or the lady's? Not the husband, but the boel. This person who had forbidden relations with her. Is it talking about his stomach and thigh, or hers? So if we're talking about the boel, it's very good. Now we understand why the pasuk only says mayim hama'arim, because the arur, the curse, that's the only thing that goes on the husband, the marim part. Doesn't go on the husband, because the etzemayim, he's not drinking. Only the ma'arim, only the curse that's said to the woman. applies to the man as well. So therefore it says, Amayim Amarim Ma'ela. Now if it's talking to her, and like the Gemara says, it's telling her that first it's going to be her beten, let's both beten v'lampil yerech. So it's telling her that her stomach is going to come first. So this gilui is klape hamayim hama'arim. That even though mitzat atzman, it should be that the yerech comes first. Because the mayim hama'arim, you need a gilui. The Gemara says that they're telling her that you should just know that the stomach is going to blow up first. So that gilui, that revelation, has to be vis-a-vis the mayim hama'arim, that even though mitzat atzman, as far as they themselves are concerned, as far as the aror is concerned, the curse, the yerech comes first. Nevertheless, lemaisa, the beten is going to come first, and the nidon, the discussion, is vis-a-vis the mayim hama'arim, that you would think that mitzat the mayim hama'arim, it's going to be mita keneged mita, that the curse is first going to go on the thigh and then the stomach, mita keneged mita. So kamash malan, we're megalad her, no, let's both beten lan pil yarech, that first is going to be the beten and then it's going to be the yarech. So you should know that these maimarim, even though klape atzman, vis-a-vis themselves, that you would say that they're going to come, that the thigh is going to be harmed first. So kamash malan, no, that befall in practice it's going to be the stomach, and that's why the pasuk only says maimarim, because that's what the pasuk is talking about. Either because we're talking to the husband, and the husband doesn't even have the Maimarim aspect, or we're talking to the wife, and we're telling her that don't think that Maimarim, so you're going to get it first in the thigh. No, you get it first in the stomach. And on this, it says in Pasuk Chav Gimel, V'kasev es ha'alos, etc., U'macha el mehamarim, and he writes the curses, and he erases them in the mehamarim. Right, so where is he erasing these curses? In the Me'amarim, because they're not Ma'arim yet until afterwards. And on that it says in Pasuk, that's why it says U'machol Me'amarim, because it's the erasure of God's name, which brings the curse, that is only going to happen afterwards. So it says that you're erasing God's name in the bitter waters, because in the meantime they're just bitter. There's no Ma'arim yet. And this it says in Pasuk Chof Dalid, V'hishka se'isha, as Me'amarim ha'ma'arim, u'ba'u ba'amayim, ha'ma'arim l'marim. When he shall cause the woman to drink the bitter waters that cause curse, and the bitter waters that cause curse shall come into her. In other words, after the Kohen erases God's name to the Mehamarim, now the Mehamarim became Ma'arim. And that's why the Pasuk here says, the bitter waters that cause curse, Mehamarim Hamarim. Uvava mayim hama'arim lemarim. So after the coin erases to the mehamarim, now they became ma'arim. That's why the pasuk mentions ma'arim, and those he gives to the woman, and that's what it means of hishkas ishas mehamarim hama'arim. He gives the woman to drink these bitter waters that cause curse. And in that it says, the end of the pasuk, uvo ba hamayim hama'arim lamarim. Meaning, what does it mean? And the bitter waters that cause curse shall come into her. That the mayim hama'arim will be poel in the same mahalach as the mayim hamarim. Meaning, the curse is going to apply first to the stomach, and then to the yerech, and not as it should be from the mayim hama'arim themselves, that first the yerech comes first, because again, mita keneged mita, as we explained. So kamash malan, no. Obaba mayim hama'arim lamarim. So these mayim hama'arim are going to be like the marim, it's going to be the same mahalach of first the stomach, and then the thigh. It's also telling you that they go together. That if she wasn't nitma, if she wasn't unfaithful, vade she'en kan ma'arim. She's only going to get the curse if she was Tmeya. But L'chora, the koach of the Marim is a davar atzmi. So maybe if they're bitter, she gets it no matter what. And the answer is no. The Pasuk is telling you that she's only going to get the Marim if you also have the Marim. You need both. She has to become Tmeya, making her deserve the curse, and then she's also going to have the bitterness of the water. That's what it says in Pasuk of Zayin, Behishkes ha-mayim v'haysem nitma v'timol mal v'isha uva ba-mayim ha-marim l'mar v'tzav sebitam v'nafle y'reicha. He shall cause her to drink the water, and it shall be that if she had become defiled and had committed treachery against her husband, the waters that cause curse shall come into her for bitterness, and her stomach shall be swelled, and her thighs should collapse, and the woman should be a curse among her people. In other words, first it says that her stomach is going to swell, her stomach is going to be distended, because the me'arim are only lefi the marim, right? Because first the marim part hits the stomach. Since uba ba mayim hamarim lemarim, the me'arim are going to work in the same mahalach as the marim, meaning the marim get the stomach first. So to the curse is going to also get the stomach first. And also it says v'hayim nitma only if she became tmeya, uba ba mayim hamarim lemarim itself sebitna. Because they need to work together. You need the Mayim Hamarim and Marim have to work together. She needs to actually have become Tumeya that the curse should apply. And then the bitterness of the water is also going to apply to her, and the stomach is going to blow up. And then the thigh. So there is more to explain in this parasha. Obviously, so much more to explain in this parasha. And maybe we will have a fifth shir. But in the meantime, we have a Mahalach and a Psukim, which is Baruch Hashem, Siyata Dishmai, Haflev Fele. And I kept this one shorter, so those who just want the Teretz to be able to just read the Psukim, Kipshutam. So now we have it. And we saw Neflaos Mitaretz Hashem, we give us a bracha. We should continue saying Neflaos Mitaretz Hashem. Lilmot Ulam, Lishma Lass, Lakaim is called the Reis Salmat Tarasa Vyahava. Amen, Vyamain, Shalom, 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 Shalom